To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee's latest novel, Ghosts at a Watchman, releases Tuesday amid questions of whether Lee actually wants the book published. Maria Mills met Nell Harper Lee while on assignment for the Chicago Tribune. She later moved next door to Lee and her sister Alice Finchley for several months. Mills has published a memoir about her friendship with the famous author called The Mockingbird Next Door. I spoke with Mills about her take on the new book and how she met Harper Lee, despite her private nature.
I have the Chicago Library System to thank for the beginning of this anyway. In 2001, the Chicago Library System chose To Kill a Mockingbird as its first ever selection in the One Book, One Chicago community read. And not long after that, I was a feature writer at the Chicago Tribune, and my editor came by my cubicle and said, "Want to take a trip?" And I said, "Sure, where to?" I think he could see my quizzical look when he said Monroeville, Alabama, but explained that was Harper Lee's hometown. And then, of course, I knew why I was being sent there. And the Lees both had been, when I say the Lees, I mean Nell Harper Lee, as she's known in her hometown, and her sister Alice Finchley, the attorney who handled her affairs for many years. They had been great supporters of libraries over the years, big believers in education. And so I went to Monroeville not expecting to meet either one of them, given how private they were, but as it turned out, did end up meeting both of them, who wanted to hear more about what was happening in Chicago, as well as other things, and then things went from there.
Mm-hmm. So they did. They invited you back a number of times, and eventually you ended up renting a house next to them for bit over a year.
That's right, with their blessing for 18 months, and that proximity was a gift. One of my favorite things was just to pick up the phone and hear Nell Harper's voice. She wouldn't even say hello. She would just say on some mornings, "You pourin'?" Meaning, "Do you have a pot of coffee on? Could I come over?" And it was just wonderful to be spending time with her in that context and exploring that county and their childhoods and with both of them. And spending time with friends and family and getting to know them in that context that, you know, we don't often as journalists have the opportunity to do.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about some of the routines that you fell into while living next door? You know, what did you treasure most about your friendship with Harper Lee?
Well, there's so many that are just a pleasure to recall. They had certain routines and kind of rhythms of daily life for decades, some of them by the time I knew them. And, of course, they were older when I first met them. They both liked to kind of kick up some red dust on those back roads in that rural county and had great fun. That was a good way for me to learn more about the history of their family in that area and their own experiences. I think they kept that keen eye for observation. They would often go and feed the ducks and geese after Alice finished her work day at the law office, and this was in her 90s, mind you. Nell would pick her up in her Buick. She would sometimes say, "Driving Miss Alice." That was one of the things she did when she was in Monroeville. And, of course, like other people, you know, went out to eat quite often, enjoyed the catfish at David's Catfish House. And I went fishing with Nell Harper early on with a minister friend of theirs, all things I had not thought to imagine when I was headed down to Monroeville, which Harper Lee used to always say was 100 miles from anywhere. It's well off the interstate. You have to want to go there, usually. You don't just pass by.
One of the things about the sisters is they read a lot. And one of the things I found interesting was that even though she wrote fiction, she seemed to prefer nonfiction for her reading.
Well, that was certainly true of Alice, and she tended to favor nonfiction pretty heavily. Nell, I would say, read some of both. They were both great lovers of British history and literature. And Nell Harper, in fact, had traveled to England on a number of occasions. Nell Harper told me to read not a lot of the new stuff that was coming out, as she called it, but would on occasion. She talked about the King James Version of the Bible being something that Southern writers grew up with, just hearing the cadence of that prose and the use of language from an early age. And in the book, I quoted Eudora Welty talking about that as well, how you hear the echoes of that in a lot of Southern writers, and I think that would be true of Nell, certainly.
Mm-hmm. I must have mixed the two up because, as you've also sort of alluded to, this book isn't just about Nell Harper Lee. It's also about her sister Alice. It's about their community. And to an extent, it's about their friends who also became your friends. Do you think that's part of why she agreed to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a number of reasons. I think timing played a role, certainly. But it was, as I say, we spent quite a bit of time with different friends and family members there who normally would not be talking to a journalist, but had been told it was okay to do so. And so I think that did contribute. It was interesting. They were very matter-of-fact, both Alice and Nell Harper, about at their ages how many of their friends either had died or were suffering memory difficulties. They would say very matter-of-factly, oh, you need to talk to so-and-so. He still has his marbles. Or, you know, Nell would say, oh, you know what? You should talk to so-and-so. He's still above ground. There was just a matter-of-fact way of dealing with what they were dealing with at those ages. That was one of the things for me that was also a memorable part of that experience was I was in my 40s, but I was spending most of my time those months with people who were their peers, so in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and in a different stage of life for sure.
Mm-hmm. Because we get to know them a bit in the book, I have to wonder, I know Alice sadly passed away last year, and access to Nell, I understand, is very restricted, but do you still keep in contact with any of the others we meet in the book? Or any of them?
I do. I love to go back. I go back to Monroeville regularly, and some of the people you would remember from the book, perhaps, I certainly do see still. Those are friendships for a lifetime. People were so generous in welcoming me in the way we did, and we've had so much shared experience by now, and I'll always go back. It's a different Monroeville now, but always good to go back and see those people.
Mm-hmm. So most of them are still doing well?
Yes. Some of their older friends, Dale Welch, the librarian who's in the book since has died, Catherine Dawkins, who's also mentioned in Nell Harper, and I watched a videotape of the Capote movie at Catherine's home, and she's in other chapters. She's no longer in Monroeville and is, I believe, in a retirement home of some sort. So not everyone is still there, but some are, and some are still quite active.
Since you did have unprecedented access to Harper Lee, I'm curious about what your take is on Go Set a Watchman. Should Go Set a Watchman be published?
Well, as you know, there have been a lot of questions about the circumstances under which this has happened. I certainly have them. I think a lot of people have them. There's been a New York Times article recently that indicated the narrative of when the book was discovered and how that was given officially didn't match what their reporting indicated regarding a visit by someone from Sotheby's to do an appraisal back in 2011. So there have been various worrisome developments. I think some of their friends there have been concerned that not all of the good friends who normally would be seeing her have been able to see her. So I think there has been real reason for concern. At the same time, as so many readers, as I just finished up the paperback tour for this book, said, you know, we have some unease about those unanswered questions. At the same time, we're savoring the thought of more wonderful prose from her to enjoy. And I think people feel this personal connection to Atticus and Scout and other characters and are relishing the idea of finding out what became of them 20 years later. So I would share those mixed feelings with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And there was also a bit of confusion around the publication of your book. As you prepared to publish, you were surprised by a statement that was signed by Harper Lee denying that she had given you her blessing and worked with you. It was quickly followed by another statement from Alice, who, as you said, handled her personal affairs, saying, no, that's not how my sister feels. I know you've addressed this in an open letter, but can you speak to it again?
Well, yes, and I think what happened there has been one of a number of things that have given people concern, including now, about what all is going on.
Right.
There's a letter that Alice Lee wrote at that time has been made public, which she started by saying, imagine my shock when she discovered that that statement had gone out and that she had looked into it and that someone in the office had typed up the statement and taken it over for Nell to sign. But as Alice Lee wrote in that letter, she said, Nell Harper will sign anything put in front of her by someone in whom she has confidence, and now she has no memory of the incident. And Alice, of course, affirmed any number of times the help that they gave me in preparing the book. So that in itself, I think, was an indication that things had changed, certainly from how they'd been handled over the years and what Nell's personal situation was. As you know, she suffered a serious stroke in 2007, and hasn't been able to live at home since then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, though, I have to tell you, as I'm going around and talking to people about all of this, remember with joy the time that they both spent with me. They really were remarkably generous and great fun to spend time with. We had plenty of serious conversations, but they loved to laugh. That was one of the real pleasures of getting to know them. I had to start looking up other ways to say she said with a twinkle in her eye, because so often that was true of both Alice and Nell Harper.
Mm-hmm. What else surprised you about them? What were some of the mannerisms that really stuck with you?
Well, so many things. Partly it was that sense of fun, given how private Nell had been and how proper Alice was perceived to be as a well-respected attorney there. I think how simply they lived was another thing. Quite a modest one-story red brick house. I think neither seemed to spend a lot of time worrying about wardrobe or material things in general. Books were the main things when it came to acquiring things that they had any interest in. And that was a problem, though. They were always fighting this rising tide of books in that home. Just had a hard time parting with them once they came across the threshold. And, of course, I was interested in how different they were as sisters. From the beginning, it was clear that Alice was sort of, the more responsible, steady, older sister, and Nell Harper still the more spontaneous, spirited younger sister. And it was interesting to see how they functioned together, both as sisters and as people dealing with the business of being Harper Lee all those years later, and all the correspondence that Bill came into the post office box on the town square. And it really never let up. I can remember Nell Harper saying early on, in her understated way in this case, 40 years of this gets to be a bit much. And, of course, now it's been more than 50.
Mm-hmm.
And really without let up over the years, it's remarkable.
Your book is completely captivating in the way you detail the quiet routines of them and, you know, what it was like. Even though it's so different than what we commonly expect to be captivating, you know, no explosions, no frenetic pace, little drama, can't put it down.
No car chases. So. Thank you. I appreciate that because it was certainly captivating to me being there. And I just wanted readers to have that experience of sitting at the kitchen table, for example, with Nell and listening to some of her stories.
And I think that alone seems to fit them, or at least the picture you paint of them, that their life the way it is would be that.
Yeah, or the way it was anyway, yeah.
Mm. That was Maria Mills, the author of The Mockingbird Next Door, Life with Harper Lee. Harper Lee's new book, Ghosts at a Watchman, was released Tuesday. I'm Amanda Hunnicfort. Thanks for listening.